This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was due to explain the EU's vaccine strategy to the European Parliament in Brussels Wednesday, with the bloc's leadership under growing pressure. Vaccine supply issues have already caused a diplomatic dispute after AstraZeneca said it would not be able to immediately ship the doses it promised to Britain and the EU. A stricter lockdown will be imposed in Greece starting Thursday, in particular in the Athens region, as the prime minister warned his country was facing a third COVID-19 wave. Wary of infection numbers exploding again, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will seek to extend strict curbs at least until the end of February as fatigue grows with the partial lockdown in Europe's top economy. Immunization efforts are being ramped in other parts of the world with a number of vaccines. Tuesday, Peru began administering shots developed by China's Sinopharm, while Argentina approved the Indian-made version of the AstraZeneca vaccine. South Korea also authorized the AstraZeneca shot Wednesday for people 18 and older, including over 65s. Japan will start vaccinations next week, most likely the Pfizer-BioNTech shot, but it's scrambling to secure suitable syringes so doses won't go to waste. The head of a World Health Organization-led team probing the origins of COVID-19 said bats remain a likely source and that transmission of the virus via frozen food is a possibility that warrants further investigation, but he ruled out a lab leak. Peter Ben-Embarek said the team's work had uncovered new information, but had not dramatically changed their picture of the outbreak. He led the team of independent experts in its nearly month-long visit to the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the outbreak first emerged in 2019. This is VOA News. Democratic lawmakers prosecuting former U.S. President Donald Trump are set to detail their case against him Wednesday in a long-shot bid to convince skeptical Republican senators they should impeach him. Mr. Trump's second impeachment trial opened Tuesday with Democrats showing harrowing video footage of the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters, where they smashed down doors, broke into the Senate chamber, and led riots that left 5 people dead. Mr. Trump faces a single charge of inciting the insurrection after he told enraged Republican supporters near the White House to, quote, fight like hell, end quote. Securing a conviction is highly unlikely, as the Democrats would need 17 Republican senators to vote with them to make a two-thirds majority. So far, only 6 Republicans have agreed that the trial is even constitutional in the first place. Both sides will flesh out their cases starting Wednesday, with the Democrats going first, following Tuesday's opening statements from Democratic impeachment managers and Trump's lawyers. Tens of thousands of people took part in a protest march led by Buddhist monks against Myanmar's military coup in Mandalay Wednesday. The march came a day after police in the country's second largest city used water cannon and fired warning shots in an attempt to disperse demonstrators. As of late afternoon Wednesday, there were no reports of any clashes with police. The march comes after authorities enforced a legal ruling designed to prevent people from protesting in large numbers, as well as motorized processions in Mandalay and Yangon, while also imposing an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew. Prosecutors are demanding that power be restored to Aung San Suu Kyi's deposed civilian government, while also seeking freedom for her and other governing party members, since the military detained them after blocking the new session of parliament February 1st. The military justified last week's power grab by claiming widespread voter fraud in the November polls, which saw a landslide for Suu Kyi's party. A top ally of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has announced a new type of anti-government protest, urging residents of big cities to briefly gather in residential courtyards this weekend with their cell phone lights on. Navalny's strategist said Tuesday the protest will start at 8 p.m. Sunday and last 15 minutes. He says the new format could prevent Russian police from interfering and allows anyone to participate. New Zealand is urging disaffected Micronesian members of the Pacific Islands Forum not to quit the organization. A bitter leadership dispute has split the region's main political and economic body. Speaking in the New Zealand capital, Wellington, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the decision by Micronesian nations to leave the regional forum was regrettable.